listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
20 trucks loaded with humanitarian aid have been allowed to move through the Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza today, but the BBC's Paul Adams says that's just a fraction of the number required to satisfy needs.
To provide water, to take water in on trucks, of course, requires a great many trucks. So it just barely scraped the surface of what is needed. And in order to really properly address the humanitarian situation, which is getting worse and worse by the hour, aid agencies are saying we need hundreds of trucks every day, not just 20, but hundreds of them.
Israeli troops are taking part in drills in preparation for a planned ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army released video today. Israeli tanks and soldiers are now said to be positioned near the fence that surrounds the Gaza Strip. Reporters asked President Biden today if he's encouraging the Israelis to delay invading Gaza. He said, "I'm talking to the Israelis." Friends and relatives of people missing since Hamas invaded Israel are hoping for some confirmation that they're alive. CBS's Roxana Saberi has been talking with the families.
2 weeks since Hamas's brutal attacks on Israel.
We didn't hear from him.
The family of Hanan Yoblanka says he's still missing. His car left behind at a music festival. His friends, among the estimated 260 people slaughtered there by Hamas.
You just want closure. You want answers.
Yes.
The unknowing is horrible. If he's dead or if he's alive, it's terrible.
The U.S. military has begun the months-long process of draining 104 million gallons of fuel from underground tanks in Hawaii, almost 2 years after a leak at the facility contaminated the water supply for nearly 100,000 people. The story from CBS's Adam Yamaguchi.
I'm exhausted.
Every week, affected residents meet to share their experiences and provide support for one another.
My fear is water. I fear the water on this island.
I tried to commit suicide twice since the water because I feel like such an epic failure. And I'm really afraid that one day I can't hold it together seeing my kids suffer like this.
Hurricane Norma has weakened to a Category 4-2 storm and is approaching Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Spirit Airlines has canceled about 100 flights since yesterday afternoon because it's pulling some of its planes out of service for inspections. It isn't saying why it is inspecting those planes. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations on Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Wykurt Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Connect with them on Atwood Avenue or online at wykurt-lakepoint.com. Oh, it's an album release party tonight at the High Noon Saloon. For this band right here, it's Work. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. wrapped its claws around my head, a snake with tale untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clockwise, unpinned verses, invisible eyes.
Boom. That boom is happening right now at the High Noon Saloon tonight for the Work album release party. Good evening, everybody. That was a double dip to kick things off. From Work, Ignition, Embers before that. As I said, their album release party is tonight at the High Noon Saloon, playing with T the Neighborly and Cold Mingle. The show starts at 9. You can still get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. And guys, after tonight, Work is going on a little mini tour around the state of Wisconsin.
Nice.
Actually, the first show is in Goodview, Minnesota, which is not part of Wisconsin. Then they're going to be in La Crosse on November 4th. They're going to be at the Ope Brewing Company in West Allis on November 10th. And on November 11th, they'll be in Appleton at the Appleton Beer Factory. Get all the details on the Work Facebook page. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. I am joined here with Rocker. What's happening, Rocker?
Jimmy, you know, I just wanted to add in, I'm doing very well, but you were talking about Work, and I wanted to remind you that Work is actually going to be here here on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Lair.
Woo!
That is going to be on December 16th, so mark your calendars.
Oh, I'm writing
We're gonna
it down
have
right
the
now.
Whole dang band in here, like... I don't know how many pieces they are, but there's so many pieces we're going to have them all in here.
That's going to be amazing. Good to see you, Rocker. Terry Barr is here.
Hello. And I know where you're running right after the show, Jimmy K.
Yeah, I'm going to stop at the High Noon, I think. I'm going to call and get the permission slip from Mrs. K.
Oh, you got it already,
And stop by and say hello to the work folk. It's going to be a good show for sure. And their new album, their album is fantastic.
Nice. I'm already looking forward to them being in here December. That is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I think we need to invite some peeps in, don't
you
think?
Yeah, well, let's have a party at the Civic Media
Studios. Open house.
Yeah.
Hey, kind of like tonight, we're having a party.
Yeah, we are.
We got a great show planned for the people, Rocker, of course. What's the rundown, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Tonight, number 27, Daniel Anderson, singer and guitarist. He's going to be in here to tell us about this brand and their new CD. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect. He's got a couple of things going on. We're going to hear about some interesting new promos they have. And
he's always interesting THCA anyway.
And oh my gosh. Holiday Weekend. Freaking Holla Weekend with Chad O and Adam Chabot. They're going to be in here telling us all about this 17-year event.
No way.
This is in their 17th
year. It's a long-running event.
Oh. Yep.
And new song from Josh Rip. And then we'll have Live in the Lair. And tonight, Jimmy, Magic Conch.
Yes. It's going to be so awesome.
All hail.
I'm already giggling because this night is just stacking up to be amazing.
We got Maxine Kevy later on, too. 10 o'clock to midnight. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. You know, next week is Halloween weekend here in Madison.
Yes.
Super. Oh, yeah.
I like Halloween. October, of course, is my favorite month in the whole world. And Halloween's a great climax.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I love hot dogs.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my anniversary's October. And
that is true.
I try to cram as many camping trips as I can in October. But Halloween is next weekend, folks. The freaking Halloween weekend at the Holiday Noon Saloon. There's a couple contests for costumes happening. I want to know, what is your best or your worst costume that you've donned over your lifetime? You know, everybody has their favorite costume they've done. I'm sure you've had a couple costumes where the idea was good, but it wasn't so good afterwards.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. What is your worst or best costume over your lifetime, Terry Barr? What is it?
We're going to tell... You want me to tell you now?
Yeah, tell me right now.
Oh,
she needs time to think about it here.
I know, you did right. not. Give me a minute.
I'll tell you a tip, Jimmy.
All right.
Yes.
The tip to having either the best or the worst costume, I think, is leaving your mouth area free. Do not cover up your mouth area. Leave it open for drinking, talking, right? You know what I mean? And so those full masks that go all over your face and stuff, no.
We had kids in the neighborhood last year that had that full, but it covered their entire body.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see their eyes or their mouth, and it just covered it. And I was like, are you in there? Hello?
Trick or treat.
I know, and then they can't have any of their candy till they get home and take it all off.
But I mean, if you're an adult, you're going to probably be, you know, having some beverages.
Cut a little straw hole,
I guess. Oh, come on. Who wants to drink beer out of a straw? Well, or whiskey. Well, are you going to drink whiskey out of a straw? Jimmy, how do you drink whiskey out of a straw?
Well, you suck, but but I tell you what, drinking whiskey out of
a
straw.
Keep those thoughts to yourself.
Keeping whiskey, the alcohol really gets you. That's for sure.
Oh my goodness, we just had a crash.
844-967-2789. These guys were on the show last week. The podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. It's the Broken Boards and Crash Course on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Start over again.
Civic Media. We are local music with Simple Company and Dying Generation.
Wow, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Simple Company. Simple, where are they out of?
They're out of Madison. Serious? They joined us in studio last week on MaxIncRadio.com.
But I couldn't.
And don't worry, you can get the podcast right now, Terry, at MaxIncRadio.com.
Thank you for the reminder and all. Everybody, you really should listen to it, because if that's a sample right there.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe their catch or their marketing slogan is New Classic Rock.
Oh, I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Straightforward. Yep.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along doing the local or independent music from around the country tonight. I am playing a couple of national songs tonight later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw you for a loop. We'll talk about that later on. I want to know about your Halloween costumes right now, though. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
So when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, you've got the story ready.
Eighth grade, I decided I was going to be my grandmother for Halloween.
What?
So I grabbed her clothes, a dress, like a 1930s dress.
Are there photos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. In the family photo album, there are photos. Yes. I had boobs, big boobs, because my grandmother was a big woman, you know.
So what did you use to fill yourself out, Jimmy?
Socks, clothing, washcloths, whatever. It was a great concept. The problem was, first of all, pantyhose end up being somewhat warm and constraining.
Yeah, they're a pain. Aren't you boys happy you don't ever have to wear those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably a little lumpy, too.
You know, I had to go with the pantyhose because I didn't want to shave my legs.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I also elected to go with high heels, which was a poor choice for trick-or-treating.
Jimmy in high heels. That's got
to
be a
sight. And you should have probably walked around in those for a week just to get used to those.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. So I'm surprised I made it out of Halloween that year alive. I was trick-or-treating in the Arbor Hills neighborhood at that time.
So are you the kind of guy who would, you know, bring along the big plastic pumpkin, or did you use like a
I had a pillowcase.
Pillowcase.
Yeah, pillowcase.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You expected a lot of candy.
Well, we couldn't have. I was wearing my grandmother's clothes. We didn't really have money to go to the Halloween store to get a bucket and a proper costume.
Okay.
That was my thing. What's yours? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, do you have a costume that you regret?
You know, there have been a lot of years where we went all out, and then there have been other years where nothing, you know? I am recalling, though, one of my best girlfriends, and this is back when we really did go all out, and she said, I'm going to show up and you guys are not even going to know it's me, and it was true. This is bad, though. She dressed up like a dead JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, boy.
The bartenders even were like, we don't know if you should be in here with that costume. Oh, it was bad, you guys.
You know.
So that, for me, that still takes the cake as the worst costume ever.
I remember I went to Phish in Atlanta with some buddies, with a bunch of hippies. So Phish in Atlanta on Halloween, on the way to... Was it the Omni, I believe, in Atlanta at the time? There was a guy dressed as Jesus Christ with blood all over him. And people wanted to hit him because they were mad at him.
Down there in the Bible Belt.
Isn't it funny? It's easy to remember the bad ones you've seen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your Halloween costume, either good or bad? We want to hear about it tonight. Happy Halloween to you. Number 27, Daniel's here. We're going to have a chat with him and hear his brand new music next on Max Inc.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday. Yeah. before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, and I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. When my strength is worn, I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above. I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Whoa. By grace. Yeah. Whoa.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Rise Above from number 27. Make sure you check out the webpage right now at maxincradio.com. Get the latest podcast. Rocker has been feverishly working his entire life to post podcasts to maxincradio.com, and they're available right now for you at maxincradio.com, Rocker. Good job, brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yep, day and night, working all the time. But new website looks good. All the information is
we
there.
We were messaging each other at 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah.
4 a.m.? Yeah. Nothing ever happens good at 4 a.m.
Oh, we got lots this whole discussion.
Lots of show planning
discussion.
Happens at 4 a.m., Jimmy.
That's when I go to sleep.
I know. You're a rock star.
I know.
All right. Well, we just had the first listen to this brand new, not even released yet music. I love when this happens. This is the group made up of, I'm going to just say, a bunch of all-stars. Really is. The number 27 band. And here to talk about it, lead singer, guitar player, well-known Madison area musician, Daniel Anderson. Welcome to Max.
Thank you.
Radio.
Thanks for having
Daniel.
Me.
Daniel, yeah. We're so excited to
it's
have you here.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Let's start with the song we just heard. It's a couple, actually many, on the upcoming album that's going to be released in about a week. What can you tell us about Rise Above? What is it about?
Oh, wow. I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. My counselor says, hey, when you're working through your own troubles, go back and read your lyrics.
Oh.
And I learned a lot about that. But with Rise Above, it's just the concept of the reality that this life is not easy. Mm-hmm. And we're not promised it's going to be, but for me, it was like this. I wanted to connect with people to say, hey, I'm not giving up, and there is an opportunity to rise above the floods that come our way. And
that's awesome.
So that's kind of the concept of the song. I wrote it, probably 7 years ago.
Wow.
And actually not long after that, I had kind of a mental breakdown. But when I sing it, it reminds me of that.
So you've been sitting on that particular song for 7 years?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm glad you have released it now. I mean, glad we got to play it.
It was played live, of course, when we were back together in 16. But as I said, this album took 16 years to make. So
isn't that incredible?
I know.
Wow. Yeah. But here it is.
The baby has finally arrived. Yes. And we're so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dig into the band's history. This is the first new music from the band in several years. So if you're listening and you haven't heard the number 27 band, you probably think this is a new group. But yeah. Daniel, you actually have a story about when this new music was actually made. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So 2003, I opened a recording studio called Boxcar Music Studios. And you know, I was like 31, 32 years old. And I wanted to kind of put together a band that I was very interested as far as stylistically and so on. So it's kind of like an Eagles meets a Tom Petty kind of thing. Oof, wow. And we wanted four-part harmonies. We wanted to have two dueling guitar parts, you know, that kind of stuff. I started working with Mike, Tully. Mm-hmm. And we brought in Justin Gerstner on drums, who's, you know, been in Northern Pines Band and was at Baghdad's Guru Review. Oh, yeah. And we have Jim Finley from on bass from Go Play God. And it, I mean, it was just a super group.
Wow.
And so we started rehearsing, and the idea was to record five songs. And Mike was connected to, you guys remember the Music Mafia?
Mm-hmm.
Down in Nashville? Yeah. So he was connected to them, and we did these five songs, and he sent me down there to basically try to get them to listen. And so in 2003 or four, I think it was four at this point, I came back and nothing really came from that. And unfortunately, Justin quit, our drummer. So we had these five songs and we tried to continue on with other drummers, but it never happened. We never found the right drummer. So in 2008, we just called it quits. So we had these songs recorded and never did anything. Fast forward, right after that, we started the trio. Yeah. And the trio was an acoustic version of Number 27, me, Katie, and Mike. It was so hard trying to get that first version going again, but I said to Mike around 2015, I said, hey, Mike, what would you think about plugging in again? And if you know Mike at all.
Yep. Yeah. I can see
there's
it.
There's a face there.
Yeah.
But we did. And we put together 27 2.0 and had a whole bunch of new music. And so we started playing those out, like Rise Above and Chase This Love and so on. And I said, well, let's do some recordings. So we fast forward then to 2019 when it gets released, and we kind of just stopped. We got tired of playing together. But I wanted to honor everybody who played on the record. Mm. And I wanted to release this. This is like a project that's been going on forever. So there's a really great satisfaction for me and for the 14 players that were involved. Oh, if you look at the album. So that's the story. I mean, and here we are. We thought, well, we haven't done a release party yet, so let's do it. And we're back together again with a new crew.
That's a great timeline for, you know, the history of the band.
Oh, gosh.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, the older stuff was kind of classified as like American rock.
Yes.
Is that still true with the newer music, you believe? Or is that kind of the direction you want to go?
Yeah. And we had this phrase we coined. It's going to be on our T-shirts. We're going to be giving away. Number 27, unapologetic American rock.
Yeah.
It is.
I like it.
And I don't know where the unapologetic came from. But
well, you should never
apologize. No apologies.
I think, go ahead.
I was just looking and I saw that Scott Bussey is listed as playing. Is he playing drums for you guys?
Not anymore.
Okay. He was a
he was there for 2.0. Yep. Scott and I were in several projects. He's an amazing drummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And brought
yeah.
so much to the table. but he retired his drums. He doesn't
even
have drums anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know anybody retired anything like that. Whoa.
So I'm looking for a band to do this with. And I'm like, okay, me, Mike, and Katie for sure.
Yep.
I needed a bass player and I needed a drummer. And I play in a jazz band, believe it or not, called Cold Fusion, and Mark Fairchild's going to play drums, and a friend of mine, Josh, bass.
So, nice. Yeah. Oh, okay. So this number 27, this album release is actually now going to happen.
It finally is.
It's going to be Sunday, October 29th at Comeback Inn. That's on East Wilson Street in Madison. I love this. Starting at 5:30.
Yeah.
We love these early shows. We totally support these. How excited are you and the band to actually get this out there into people's hands?
Yeah, I know. We're super excited. And yeah, we've been having fun rehearsing. You know, it's...
good.
It's cathartic.
Yeah.
To go back.
Are you guys playing the whole show yourselves, or do you got a supporting act?
Yeah, I decided not to do the supporting act. Okay. I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do this. Nice. So it's going to be about an hour and a quarter. Most of the music from the album's on there, and then I released a solo double album in between all of that, and there'd be no number 27 without that either. So,
where's the real quick number 27? Where's that name come from?
All right, so I'm a Model Train fan, and my studio was called Boxcar Music Studios.
Okay,
the number 27 you would see on the side of a steam engine.
Yeah, yeah,
and
chugga chugga choo choo.
So we were trying to decide the name, and my friend was smoking Marlboro number 27. So.
So, blend 27.
We landed on 27, which happens to be one of my favorite numbers.
Are you a real train fan, like Amtrak or freight trains? Whatever?
Yeah. No, if you come to my house, Amtrak, you're going to see all kinds of books and stuff on
trains. Hopefully the band continues on. I know I was asking you about that earlier. You guys need to go have some photos done in front of a train or something.
Oh, my gosh. No.
In front of old number 27.
Yeah.
With a pack of cigarettes hanging out.
Oh, funny.
Once again, the album release here for number 27 is happening at the Comeback Inn on East Wilson here in Madison, October 29th. Comeback is a great venue.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Awesome beer there. I love the beer selection there. That's going to be great. How do we keep up with the band and you? How can we get the news for number 27?
Yeah, I would say the best way to do that is my website, which is boxcarmusicproductions.com, because all of my bands, excuse me, and other acts are on there, and that's the easiest way to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We're going to play the song Chase This Love. Tell me about this song, Daniel.
Yeah, I wanted to write a fun song, one of, you know, not so heavy, not so deep, of falling in love, and I wrote it for my wife.
Oh, we love that. Oh, man.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's number 27, Chase This Love, on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
After all.
Griffin on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Mm. We are local music. Love the brand new Candace Griffin.
I do too.
So good.
I love her. She's just fabulous.
She is. Hey, thanks to number 27 for coming in.
Daniel Anderson in for the whole band, of which 16 people, he said, have played on the album that's coming out next Sunday.
The music is so awesome. We didn't even get a chance to talk about what you're touching, the vinyl.
I know. In vinyl and CD.
That is so awesome.
And he said at the show next Sunday at Come Back In, 5:30, they're going to give away shirts too.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Is he leaving the vinyl for you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to share it?
Oh, wow. Joint custody of a vinyl?
I think we could do that, right?
We'll have the lawyers meet. My people will meet your people, Terry. I love it.
I know. You and I both just have a fascination with vinyl.
I really do.
Nothing better.
Hey, we got a double dip of a new band out of Milwaukee. They're called Lady Bird. Lady Bird. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspects is going to stop in next hour as well. We got some news about the 9 o'clock hour.
He's
as
always
well.
Trouble.
Right now is Ryan McGrath, Three Black Crows on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Old maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Lion's yard. Three oak trees in a lion's yard. And one says, "Look at where we are. Never seen troubles or times this hard." Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Three
young man on an open road. And one says, sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold. Two young men on an open road.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A small amount of